I stated a week ago it's sad that Mr. Duncan lost his life to Ebola in a Dallas hospital. His death should not go without lessons learned. It's time to pull heads out of the proverbial sand and recognize the threat Ebola and other infectious diseases pose to the well-being of all. Now we've a nurse who has become infected with the deadly disease, and yet the first thing out of one of the mouths of a ruling class health elitist was to blame this courageous and compassionate Texas woman for her infection. The CDC creep has now apologized, but what he said was simply a note in the tune that these folk have been singing from the beginning. Don't worry, Ebola's awfully hard to contract, and with our superior care and infrastructure, people aren't nearly as likely to die. Agents in the Rio Grande Valley border sector apprehended a man from Eastern African nation of Eritrea who was trying to cross illegally into the U.S., agents told The Blaze. They said it isn't the first time they've apprehended someone from Africa or special interest aliens, persons from nations with known terrorist ties trying to cross the border, The Blaze reported. Add to that the story from CNS News that at least 10 of the unaccompanied minor illegal aliens have tuberculosis, and that we've seen a steady increase of TB cases in Texas schools over the past few years, and you'd think that everyone, rich, poor, liberal, conservative, would demand we begin applying effective discipline to our national borders. What does it say about our society that one of two major political parties still has no interest in securing our borders? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.